One thing we know is that America is a nation of immigrants, of course. And one thing we also know that with all great holidays, a big part of celebration is the food. And it probably won't surprise you that many immigrant families celebrate America's Independence Day by incorporating cuisine from their home countries into the classic mix of hamburgers and potato salad. Throughout the program today, we are going to bring you personal stories from around the grill, many of which we found with a new American tradition, a social media shout out. First, we're going to hear from Megan Figueroa.
My grandparents are from Mexico, and they immigrated in the early 1900s to Bisbee, Arizona. And my dad was born in Bisbee, and he is Mexican-American, first generation. So traditionally, at our 4th of July table, in addition to the hamburgers and hot dogs, we will also have carne asada, pinto beans, tortillas, salsa, sometimes rice. And one of my favorite things that we have at our 4th of July table is Mexican corn on the cob, or what my dad refers to as elotes. He would spend a lot of time in Naco, Sonora, Mexico. And on the streets of Naco, there would be street vendors that would sell corn on the cob. And they would put cheese and hot sauce and lime and salt on these corn on the cob. For me, being Mexican-American is being American. I've known nothing different. And having corn with Mexican cheese and hot sauce and having pinto beans and having tortillas on 4th of July, it's as American as it comes.
That was Megan Figueroa. You can find her family recipe for Mexican elotes, along with all the other recipes we're sharing today, at npr.org. Click on Programs, then Tell Me More. Please stay with us for more ethnic influence on the 4th of July later in the program. Coming up, I Speak for Myself. That's the title of a new book that offers insights from 40 American women, Muslim women, who sometimes have to insist that they are American.
I wore a headscarf at a very young age, and the first question people usually asked me when I was in public was, "Where are you from?"
That's coming up on Tell Me More from NPR News. I'm Michelle Martin.